was a
ram.
Okay, and the female was a
ewe.
Yeah, called ewe. That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah,
they used to. They always had a lot of trouble in this country, though, with their sheep. They let them run out, you know. And I don't know why, but dogs is the worst thing in the world to kill sheep. A sheep won't resist nothing. All he'll do is run. A dog can eat him up, and he'll never blink or make a bit of racket.
I know.
Actually, you know, they're kind of one of the most ominous things in the world, you know. They speak of the shepherds, you know, and the sheep, you know, a lot of times in the Bible, you know. And because they're so ominous. But a goat was a little different. A goat, you know, he was a little different.
Yeah. Now, a goat's a mess. Now, they'll get up on your car or you
yeah,
just do anything.
Yeah, I don't like
them. Come up in your yard and eat all your...
I don't like them. Never liked a goat. I wouldn't have one. And the people used to have a few of them here, but all they was fit for was deep. Or do you see something?
I just hear something back there. Oh. Must be water or something.
Yeah, I can hear. All they're fit for, you know, you eat them. But you know something, them things is high, them old goats. I got a friend down here about 6-8 miles, raises a good many, got about 40 acres in there. And these colored people out of Baton Rouge come down there and buy some. Before they get any size at all, you know, and they're little bitty old goats, you come out and give them $10 or $15 for them lame things.
What for?
Eat them. Yeah, buy them and eat them. They're good eating, a goat is, you know. And the sheep, you know, they eat good too. They're good eating, but they used to grow them for the wool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, them old, the little ones, you're talking about hogs, the little ones when they're first born are called.
I'm talking about calling pig, a pig, you know.
Yeah,
pig.
Well, the different type names for them, you had a male.
Well, the sow was the old mother, you know,
yeah.
After she got some size, anyway, it was a sow.
The little ones would be called
pigs.
Well, did you ever hear?
Shoats, after he got up a little bit bigger.
Yeah.
Come from a pig up to a shoat and then a grown hog.
A shoat would be about
he'd be
56 pounds.
Yeah, that's right.
What did you call a female? A kind of an unbred female, that would be a...
Well, sow is all I've ever heard the female call about, you know, or sow, you know.
When you spay them, that would be a...
Talking about the sow?
Yeah. Would you hear a gilt?
Huh?
Gilt?
No, a gilt is just a young sow that hasn't bred.
I see.
But it wouldn't be that they'd been spayed, no.
If you wanted it, if you didn't want a hog to grow up to be a boar,
you castrate them.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
And you had that to do because a male ain't fit to eat. You can't eat them. They got to be castrated or be done when they're young, too. It's better to take them when they're just a big old pig, you know. Take them out thin and it usually ain't gonna hurt him very much. And
did you ever believe in cutting them at a certain time of the moon? Or?
I never did pay attention to that with hogs and things like that, but to do with horses.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I don't know exactly how it's done because there's certain people done that, and that was when the signs would be in a certain place, and that's where they worked that. I know several men that used to do that kind of work, you know, go around and castrate these young horses, you know. But with cattle and hogs, I never did know. I don't think they'll pay that no mind. I don't think it made a lot of difference. I don't know. It seemed like though it hurt a horse worse than anything else that you castrate or cut, you know.
Yeah.
It was really cool.
What about, would you do that with any other animals? Would you do it like a tomcat or would you?